reflecting on these readings, it's an incredible thing, just because I was praying about this and just, I thought about it. I know of a man who died, a minister, and he died and he went to heaven and he got in line and he was all excited. He was all excited because there he is, he's in heaven. He's worked his years as minister, preaching the word of God. He's finally reached this point, he's very excited, and he sees a man in front of him as the last guy before he gets to go, and so he watches with great anticipation to see what it's going to be like. And the man in front of him submits his name, and Peter checks the book and says, oh yes, brings out this incredible, beautiful, ornate gold robe, and gave him this incredible belt to go with it, just an incredible sash, and he points out, he says, we have a wonderful place way up there on the hill, just an incredible view in heaven, just an incredible place, and just sends him on to eternal life. Minister comes up and he's excited too. I mean, he was a servant of God, truly. You know, he can expect these incredible and great gifts. And he gets there and says his name, and Peter looks in the book and says, oh yes, and he gives him a beautiful but very simple linen robe. And he gives him a functional belt. He says, you have a great pleasure here, you know, near the gate from heaven, and I hope you enjoy eternal life. The minister says to him, he says, you know, I don't want to appear ungrateful, I mean, I'm in heaven, but I gotta ask, what did the other guy do to get all those really nice things? I mean, what marks us as different? Tim Peter says, well, you know, we're really kind of results-based up here, and he was a taxi driver. The minister said, I don't get it. He said, well, while you worked, while you preached, people, they slept. While he drove, people prayed. It's an interesting moment of reflection to just try and consider that for just a moment. And it's not so different when we consider this parable that Jesus offering. The kingdom of heaven is like this landowner, and he goes out at the beginning of the workday, and he goes to the marketplace to find workers. There's no unemployment office, there's no temp agencies, there's just the marketplace. If you need work, you show up in the workplace, you show up at the beginning of the day so you can put in a day's wage. Because if you don't show up at the beginning of the day, they might decide to give you less than that. If you work an hour less than the full day's wage, they may only give you a half a day's pay because you didn't put in a full day, and that was a common problem. But if they showed up at the beginning, and usually it's first come, first serve, you get worked, you get a full dinar for the work day's pay, and a full dinar could feed your family and about 1/30th of your rent. It was the way these things went. So the landowner goes out, he's looking for workers. Beginning of the day, he hires them all, which is impressive because he has to be quite a landowner to hire every worker he finds. Not only that, it's not enough. He goes back at 9, 3 hours later. He goes back again 3 hours later at noon. He goes back again 3 hours later at 3. And then he goes back 2 hours later at 5, because in another hour they're going to call it a day. And every single time he finds more workers and he brings them all and he says, I'll pay you what's just, what's fair. And I think it's such a fascinating moment of reflection for us. Because at the end, they all get paid. They all get paid a full day's wage. Somehow, the workers who put in a full day's wage, who agreed to a fair pay, it's not that they've been cheated, it's not they've been slighted, it's not that they've been cut out, but they agreed to a fair at the beginning of the day, and they're getting paid exactly what they agreed to at the beginning of the day. But now, because there's some kind of injustice in their minds, because they didn't work as long, other workers came in and worked little or less or just an hour, and somehow get paid just as much. And it becomes this moment of great consternation to them. And it becomes a moment of reflection for all of us. Because if we think about it, what is that great goal? What is that great, so to speak, day's wage in the parable? If the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner, that is the first sentence, the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner, then that day's wage is heaven. That ultimate goal, that ultimate gift, that ultimate thing that we're working for, eternal life with God. It becomes worthy of a moment of reflection because we may not have wandered out into a marketplace and found some landowner and agreed to a day's wage, but we did, at some point in our lives, begin to seek out God. Whether it was something we grew up with our parents and instructed us from the beginning, or something we found later, we came to this and we discovered the great gifts that God wants to give us, but does ask something of us. That we live our life according to the Christian example, that we live in this way of life that is this good, great, and example that is not only for our benefit, but for the benefits of those who give witness to it. Because worthy of our reflection as we look at this gospel, to consider for a moment, are we jealous of other people if they come to our faith later? Or if they don't seem to be putting in the kind of work that we feel like we're putting in. They're not as good a Christian. They're not as good a Catholic as we are. And, you know, they're not putting in the same kind of hours. They're not putting in the same kind of time. How can we possibly expect that we're supposed to get the same kind of return at the end? How is this fair? Becomes this question of justice. Is this fair? The very first moment of reflection is, of course, at the very beginning. We agreed to a fair wage. We agreed to this fair return. And somewhere along this, we see our friends and our family or our neighbors, whoever they may be, and in our minds, we know their shortcomings, we know their failings, we know why they shouldn't necessarily be considered as good as other people. You know, we know good people and we know bad people. And those bad people, how is it that they possibly get the same kind of reward as those good? I mean, you know, some of us have put in our time from the very beginning, we received our sacraments at the appropriate time, and we've worked away with everything that we've had and poured out ourselves and everything that we do. How can these others come in later and still get the same kind of return? Never underestimate that the invitation is from God. The work is there for us, but I suppose in theory we could walk away from it. We don't have to do it. But then we have no expectation of return. We have this challenge, this invitation from God to live our lives as Christians, to live our lives as these people of God who give witness in so many ways to the way that we are supposed to live and to live into this life to the best of our ability, so that we might, at the end, stand in line and receive that great and eternal reward. Never underestimate that every single one of us should have on our mind that we want to go to heaven. And that heavenly reward is our goal. And that heavenly reward is our focus. Whether we find people who have come in a little bit later and maybe we don't feel they put in the same amount of time, can we receive them with joy in that eternal reward of heaven? Because if we get into justice, if we get into this idea where, you know, it's not fair, and somehow we feel slighted or somehow cut out or cheated because they came later or they didn't seem to put in as much, it really does beg that question at the end, do we really understand what fair is? You know, it's a fascinating thing because if you look at children, if you give them an injustice, you know, my brother got a bigger piece of dessert than I did, no one has to sit down and explain to them that that's not fair. Trust me, they'll all tell you, that's not fair. Their perceived injustice is immediate and ready, and they know because that person got a bigger piece and I wanted more and I want that justice. And in the end, do we? You know, I used to see a sign in seminary. I used to pass by. It was in one of the secretary's offices. It said, "I demand justice," or "injustice in my favor." Do we really want justice? I mean, it becomes that moment where we have to actually stop and consider it, because here the landowner is a very clear reminder. He says to the workers who put in the full day's wage, he said, "I didn't cheat you. We agreed to a fair wage. We agreed to a fair wage at the beginning, and we said that we would do this. And that's what I'm doing. Are you jealous because I'm generous?" That moment becomes very clear. Are we jealous because God is generous? Are we jealous because God gives more to help those who needed a little bit of extra help to get to us? It's one of those moments where we should all be very, very focused on the fact that we want to go to heaven. We should be focused on that great goal of trying to get there. That reward is eternal life, that, so to speak, day's wage is eternal life and happiness with Him. But do we really want it to be fair? Fair means holding us accountable for each and every one of our sins. Do we really want to be held accountable for each and every one of our sins? I don't. That's why I go to confession. I don't want it to be fair. I want God to be completely unfair. I want God to be completely unfair in my favor. I want to go to heaven. It becomes a very important moment for us to reflect that no matter where we are in our life, no matter what stage we may find ourselves, never, ever lose sight of what we're striving for. We're striving for eternal reward. I think St. Paul really sums it up well in Philippians. He points it out. He says, "Look, I'm caught between the two, heaven and continuing to work here on earth. I'm caught between the two. I really want to be in heaven. But for now, I got work to do. I got to do this here. And that time will come when we stand before God and we'll ask for that day's wage. The question is, did we put it in? Did we work for it? Not to say that we are in heaven. I don't want to get Pelagian on any of us. But God does want something. And He asks us to put in that time. Can we live a life for God? And rejoice in those who come with us, regardless of whether or not we think they get in fair.